North Carolina House of Representatives, District 107. Mark Allen Cook, Party Republican. Background: Army Colonel, retired, with 5 overseas deployments, and North Carolina professional engineer working on the Charlotte area solving transportation problems. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Proponent of number 1, convention of states to reduce spending and corruption of the federal government. Number 2, same-day elections for voting and results requiring valid identification and using up-to-date registration. Number 3, ending the existing I-77 express lane with the least financial impact to drivers. Please choose any one issue below. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? Vote no on any new restrictions for law-abiding and mentally sound citizens to own guns. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? Do not require taxpayers to fund abortions and advise future moms to have counseling on the benefits and options of giving birth to their child. Stop the abuse of repeat abortions involving the same individual and promote contraception over abortion. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Reduce the size and scope of the state and federal government that competes with the free market system. Due to the lack of productivity of today's manufacturing, we have too much government money chasing too few of goods that are not being produced by businesses and workers. Website: markallencook.org. markallencook.org. Kelly Alexander, Party Democrat. Background: involved with Get Out the Vote since the age of 9 with the NAACP. I have worked in various political campaigns, starting with Terry Sanford's and Gary Hart's bids for the Democratic presidential nomination, elected to the legislature in 2008. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. 1. Legalization of medical marijuana. 2. Expand Medicaid. 3. Expungement of low-level marijuana convictions. These measures will lower medical costs and help citizens convicted of simple possession of small quantities of marijuana regain full citizenship rights. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? Require all gun owners to keep their firearms secured using a trigger lock or gun safe. Require the use of smart gun technology by law enforcement. Remove the liability exemption for firearm manufacturers. Website: none submitted by candidate. North Carolina House of Representatives, District 112. Tricia Cotham, Party Democrat, no response from candidate. Tony Long, Party Republican, no response from candidate. North Carolina Superior Court Judge, District 26A, Seat 01. Donald Curtin, Jr., that's Curetón, Party Democrat. Background. I have been a district court judge since January 2011 and a licensed attorney since March 2004. As a judge, I have presided over all district court matters, family, juvenile, criminal, and civil. I am state certified in juvenile law. Please share your personal statement about why you want to serve on this court. Superior Court judges preside over criminal felonies and serious civil disputes. I enjoy handling jury trials and analyzing complex legal issues common to Superior Court. Also, I believe my level of experience, professionalism, and judicial temperament will be an asset at the Superior Court level. What, if anything, should be added to the North Carolina Code of Judicial Conduct regarding recusal and or political activity of judges? The Judicial Conduct Code gives judges self-regulating discretion in determining when to recuse ourselves from a case. It may be a recommendation to utilize an independent, impartial body of legal professionals to resolve strongly contested issues regarding judicial recusal. Website, judgecuriton.com, judgecuriton.com. Paulina N. Havelka, Havelka, Party Republican. Background. In 1997, I was deputized as a criminal courtroom clerk in Mecklenburg County. In 2004, as a divorced mother of two, I graduated from Appalachian School of Law and opened my own practice. Since 2019, I have served as a district court judge. Please share your personal statement about why you want to serve on this court. I immigrated to the U.S. in 1986 from Poland. I moved to North Carolina in 1988. North Carolina is my home. I have worked in the judicial system since 1997. I am currently serving as a lead district court civil judge in Mecklenburg County. I preside over jury trials in civil court, just as I will in superior court. What, if anything, should be added to the North Carolina Code of Judicial Conduct regarding recusal and or political activity of judges? I believe the rules regarding recusal are clear. As for political activity, it is my job to administer the law that is written, not make law based on my political affiliation and or beliefs. Website, paulinaforjudge.com, and for is spelled F-O-R, paulinaforjudge.com. North Carolina Superior Court Judge District 26B, as in boy, seat 01. Matt Osman, O-S-M-A-N. Party, Republican. Background, I have served for 12 years as a district court judge. Previously, I served as a Navy JAG, that's spelled J-A-G, working as a prosecutor and defense attorney while stationed in the U.S. and overseas. After the Navy, I worked as an assistant district attorney. Please share your personal statement about why you want to serve on this court. Charlotte needs judges committed to upholding the laws that protect our citizens and families. After three terms as a district court judge, I am running for Superior Court 26B to continue my service, and I have the judicial experience, knowledge, and temperament to be an effective and fair judge. What, if anything, should be added to the North Carolina Code of Judicial Conduct regarding recusal and or political activity of judges? I believe that per judicial standards, it is improper to answer this question. My personal beliefs should have no influence in my role as a judge. My job is to follow and apply the law as it is written, not to legislate from the bench. Website, judgemattosman.com. Kimberly Best, party, Democrat. Background, licensed attorney for 24 years. Service as a district court judge for 13 years and now a superior court judge. I have a wealth of experience, having served in every courtroom possible as a judge and as a criminal magistrate. Please share your personal statement about why you want to serve on this court. I am blessed to have lived in and served Mecklenburg County as an attorney, magistrate, Spanish teacher, district court judge, and now as superior court judge. I want to continue to administer justice fairly, impartially, and equitably, and my experience in every courtroom ensures I am qualified. What, if anything, should be added to the North Carolina Code of Judicial Conduct regarding recusal and or political activity of judges? A judge should not speak in opposition of or in support of a candidate, only themselves. There are some judges who follow this rule and some who do not, because our canons, that's C-A-N-N-O-N-S, allow flexibility if you are a candidate. Florida Judicial Canon 7 is ideal. Website, bestforjudge.com, and it is the number 4, bestforjudge.com. North Carolina Superior Court Judge, District 26D, Seat 01. David H. Strickland, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. North Carolina Superior Court Judge, District 26E, Seat 01. Reggie E. McKnight, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. NC Superior Court Judge, District 26G, Seat 01. Carla N. Archie, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. North Carolina District Court Judge, District 26, Seat 13, Roderick G. Davis, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. North Carolina District Court Judge, District 26, Seat 14, Alyssa M. Levine, L-E-V-I-N-E, Party Democrat. Background: third-generation attorney, regularly in district court, skilled in conflict resolution as trained collaborative attorney, parenting coordinator, and certified family financial mediator. Leader and volunteer attorney for local and statewide organizations. Please share your personal statement about why you want to serve on this court. Judges play a huge role in people's everyday lives. I am running for district court judge because I want to give back to our community by helping all people in Mecklenburg County move through our court system with respect and compassion. What, if anything, should be added to the North Carolina Code of Judicial Conduct regarding recusal and or political activity of judges? No response from candidate. Website, AlyssaLevineForJudge.com, and that is the word for, F-O-R, AlyssaLevineForJudge.com. North Carolina District Court Judge, District 26, Seat 15. Jennifer Fleet, F-L-E-E-T, Party Democrat. Background: I have nearly 25 years of experience working with families in all aspects of the legal system. As a guardian ad litem, a DSS caseworker, and an attorney, I bring all of my experience into the courtroom. Please share your personal statement about why you want to serve on this court. No response from candidate. What, if anything, should be added to the NC Code of Judicial Conduct regarding recusal and or political activity of judges? Judges should always be nonpartisan. It is the appearance of conflict which undermines the integrity of the court. If a judge has taken a public political stance, then that judge should not rule on a related case or issue. Website, Jennifer Fleet for Judge, .com, and that is the word for, F-O-R, JenniferFleetForJudge.com. North Carolina District Court Judge, District 26, Seat 16. Matt Newton, Party Democrat, Candidate is unopposed. North Carolina, District Court, Judge, District 26, Seat 17. Paige McThenia, Party, Democrat. Candidate is unopposed. North Carolina, District Court, Judge, District 26, Seat 18. Cecilia Oseguera, O-S-E-G-U-E-R-A. Party, Democrat. Background, I have over 20 years of litigation experience in both state and federal courts. I presently serve as a district court judge. Please share your personal statement about why you want to serve on this court. I have served the public for 20 years. I am committed to impartiality and fairness. What, if anything, should be added to the North Carolina Code of Judicial Conduct regarding recusal and or political activity of judges? No response from candidate. Website, oseguera4judge.com. That's the word for. And it reads oseguerafourjudge.com. North Carolina District Court, Judge, District 26, Seat 19. Samantha C. Mobley, M-O-B-L-E-Y. Party, Democrat. Background, I have served as a magistrate presiding over thousands of cases in both civil and criminal court over the last 8 years. I am licensed to practice law in North Carolina and the District of Columbia. Please share your personal statement about why you want to serve on this court. I grew up in a home that provided foster care for children who were victims of abandonment and abuse. I have seen the court's effect on families from a very young age. I want to bring helpful solutions to challenging problems that families face. What, if anything, should be added to the North Carolina Code of Judicial Conduct regarding recusal and or political activity of judges? It is imperative that we have fair courts with judges who are not influenced by bias or personal interest. Instead of taking a passive approach, the code could be changed to actively encourage attorneys to disqualify themselves from cases where the judge has a personal interest or bias in the case. Website, votesamanthamobley.com. North Carolina District Court, Judge, District 26, Seat 20. Karen D. McCollum, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. North Carolina District Court, Judge, District 26, Seat 21. Rhonda L. Patterson, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. North Carolina District Court, Judge, District 26, Seat 01, unexpired. Shante Burke Hayer, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. Mecklenburg County District Attorney, Spencer Merriweather, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. Mecklenburg County Commissioner at Large, Patricia Pat, in parentheses, Cotham, C-O-T-H-A-M, Party Democrat. Background. 10 years on board, top vote getter multiple times. Expenses always zero. Very visible in the community. Common sense Democrat. Motto, I work for you. And that is in quotes. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My priorities are the people's priorities. They talk to me about violence, raising rents, access to mental health, and their children's education. People want to be heard. I listen to them and make better decisions with their input. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. Affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Affordable housing, a complicated topic and impossible to answer in 50 words. We have to better understand the tenants and what they need, plus keep property owners whole. We have failed to find a balance. Regulations add 40% to the cost, which is passed on to the renter. We identify problems, but not solutions. We can do better. Website, patcotham.org. Arthur Griffin, Jr., Party, Democrat. Background, Charlotte native with more than 40 years of successful leadership experience. Former board chair, Charlotte-Mecklenburg Board of Education. Retired Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army. Retired Senior Vice President, McGraw-Hill Education, New York. Grandparent. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Upward mobility. Execute a plan using a balanced scorecard for accountability, planning, and partnership. Public health. Continue the work to ensure equity for all in the area of quality and access to health care. Education. Work collaboratively to improve educational attainment by closing equity gaps. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. Affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Affordable housing. Incentivize private and nonprofit developers with public tools such as utilization of surplus land and tax incentives. Through workforce development, support county residents' increased ability to afford market rate housing. Increase education of home ownership as a path to generational wealth. Website, griffin4mecklenburgcounty.com, and that is the number 4, griffin4mecklenburgcounty.com. Tatiana Thulian, T-A-T-Y-A-N-A, T-H-U, L-I-E-N, Party Republican. Background. Born and raised in the Soviet Ukraine, I've been a proud U.S. citizen. I can't anymore just observe America being destroyed. Being a teacher, a journalist, and a public figure, I will be a true people's representative. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Property tax rate cut. Less inflation, more safety. People are suffering from deadly policies that make their life harder every day. They need actual help to pay bills and survive. Property tax cuts will prevent people from losing their homes. Safety is a platform for normal life, dignity, and future. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. Option one, affordable housing. I will work on budget optimizing to make sure those in need will receive assistance available. Option two, jobs for youth. I will support current programs and nonprofit organization providing help and support to youth looking for jobs. Option three, climate change and conservation. Our parks and recreation areas are in constant need of maintenance and support. Our national parks and preserves are also in need of protection. Website, voteforchatiana.com. That's the number four. Vote for, the number four, TATYANA.com. Lee Altman, Party Democrat. Background. I spent a 17-year career as a public interest attorney fighting for children and families. Now I bring that record of advocacy to work on behalf of the more than 1 million residents of Mecklenburg County. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. I am working to improve access to mass transit, connecting our residents for careers in demand by our region's employers, improved access to mental health, and more funding for parks. Climate change and conservation. Single car ridership is a leading source of pollution, but people will not opt out of cars until local mass transit is readily accessible, reliable, and efficient. We must invest in transit to reduce climate change and to improve access to affordable housing and jobs. This is a top priority for me. Website, leealtman.com, and that is spelled LEIGHALTMAN.com. Mecklenburg County Commissioner, District 1. Ross Monks, Party Republican, no response from candidate. Elaine Powell, Party Democrat. Background. I am currently serving my fourth year as the vice chair of the Mecklenburg Board of County Commissioners. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. No response from candidate. Please choose any one issue below. No response from candidate. Website, electelainepowell.com. Mecklenburg County Commissioner, District 2, Vilma D. Leek. Party Democrat. Candidate is unopposed. Mecklenburg County Commissioner, District 3, George Dunlap. Party Democrat. Background. 14 years on the school board. 14 years a county commissioner. 4 years as the chairman, elected to that position by my peers. A retired police officer of 27 years with CMPD. A master's degree in public administration, and a bachelor's in criminal justice. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Affordable housing, economic development, community safety, and education. has and continues to be my focus during my tenure. These issues have a tremendous impact on the lives of the residents of our community. Please choose any one issue below. Affordable housing. The county contributes nearly $20 million a year towards affordable housing, when 4 years ago, the county did none. We require a percentage of units in housing developments that we support to have affordable units. The county also invests in maintaining naturally occurring affordable housing. Website, vote4dunlap.com. That is the number four. Vote four, the number four, Dunlap.com. Diana Benson, Party Republican. Background, graduate of Central Piedmont Community College, interior design, member of Contagious Charlotte, mother of two successful daughters. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Property taxes and inflation affects everyone, homeowners and renters alike. Now more than ever, we must work to keep living expenses as low as possible, which would give families security and our city poised for continued growth. Please choose any one issue below. Affordable housing. Property taxes and inflation. Property taxes are scheduled to increase and will affect everyone, homeowners and renters alike. With inflation on the rise, it's important to do everything possible to keep taxes as low as possible. Website, none submitted. Mecklenburg County Commissioner, District 4, Ray Fuentes, F-U-E-N-T-E-S, Party Republican. Background, leadership experience in both the public and private sectors, including 27 years environmental manager for Coca-Cola, 9 years Mecklenburg County Air Quality Commission, 8 years Charlotte Water, 7 years Planning and Zoning Board, ISO 14001 certified. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. The people in District 4 deserve a safe, clean, and affordable place to live and work. That is what motivated me to run for this office. That is what will energize me to provide the common sense leadership our district and county deserve. Please choose any one issue below. Affordable housing. Regulations account for 28% of the direct cost of housing and 56% of the overall cost of housing. By adopting innovative housing strategies, we can lower the cost of housing, improve the environment, dramatically decrease poverty, lower crime, and strengthen all our communities. Website, rayfuentes.org. That's F-U-E-N-T-E-S. Mark Jarrell, J-E-R-R-E-L-L, Party Democrat. Background, Mark currently serves on the Intergovernmental Relations Chair, Economic Development, Environmental Stewardship, and HHS. These are all committees. Mark is an entrepreneur, proud veteran, U.S. Army Reserve, and holds a BA in political science and an MBA. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Mark is focused on improving the quality of life for all residents through the implementation of policy and funding for affordable housing, reducing racial disparities, workforce development, education, economic mobility, land acquisition for parks, the environment, and support for small businesses. Please choose any one issue below. Affordable housing. Affordable housing is one of the biggest threats to our residents. We are witnessing severe inequity, and it is the role of government to implement policies and practices that provide the opportunity for our residents to have a safe and affordable place to live anywhere in our community. Website, markforthepeople.com, and that is the number four. Mark, the number four, thepeople.com. Mecklenburg County Commissioner, District 5, Laura Meyer, M-E-I-E-R. Party, Democrat. Background, teacher in CMS, after-school director for at-risk middle school students. Elected County Commissioner in 2020. I serve on the Audit, Health, and Human Services and Economic Development Committees. I also serve on the board of Smart Start. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Education, affordable housing, and green spaces are three of my priorities. Residents in Mecklenburg County expect a high-quality education for their children, homes in which to live and raise their families, and accessibility to the natural environment. Their quality of life is my chief concern. Please choose any one issue below. Jobs for youth. Our youth must be offered paths toward careers. CMS partners with industries who guarantee students a job upon graduation. CPCC is making great strides in moving kids toward careers. Funding for both CMS and CPCC is part of our county budget, and I will continue to support this. Website, meyerformec.com. That's the word for, F-O-R, M-E-I-E-R-F-O-R-M-E-C-K.com. Matthew Ridenhour, R-I-D-E-N-H-O-U-R. Party, Republican. Background, Native Charlottean, combat deployed, USMC vet. Mecklenburg County Commissioner, 2012 to 2018. Professional risk manager. Founding board member for Steel Creek Prep Academy, a Title I charter school. Served on numerous local boards of directors. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My focus is on the property reevaluation next year, affordable housing, and a strong school system. All three of these focus on our residents, where they are right now. Money in people's back pockets, an affordable roof over their heads, and a quality education that opens up future possibilities. Please choose any one issue below. Affordable housing. We have to build more housing. An increase in supply will lower the cost of housing. Make it more efficient for builders to get through permitting and inspections so projects are completed more quickly. Incentivize builders who have a track record of successfully approved projects. Preserve NOAA, N-O-A-H. Website. VoteRidenhour.com. That's V-O-T-E RIDENHOUR.com. Mecklenburg County Commissioner, District 6. Susan Rodriguez hyphen McDowell. That's RODRIGUEZ hyphen MCDOWELL. Party Democrat. Background. I am the incumbent elected in 2018. A married mom of three adult children. My master's degree is in counseling. I have experience as an operations manager for a national graphic arts supply company and was the principal of two small businesses. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My top priority is serving constituents with honesty and integrity. I approach my role with a focus on being balanced and with diving deeply to review complex matters, which are often very difficult. The work of county government includes areas such as public health, parks, social services, and much more. Please choose any one issue below: climate change and conservation. During my tenure, we created and adopted an environmental leadership action plan. I will continue to advocate for more investments in green energy and retrofits for county buildings, as well as transitioning our fleet. Clean air, clean water, and recycling are also key to my conservation interests. Website: McDowell4Mec.com. That is the number 4, MCDOWELL, the number 4, MECK.com. Jeremy Brash, Party Republican, no response from candidate. Mecklenburg County Clerk of Superior Court, Elisa Chin Gary, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary L. McFadden, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. Mecklenburg County Board of Education, District 01. Rhonda Cheek, C-H-E-E-K. Background: 20-plus year advocate for public schools locally. 13 years on the BOE NCPTA Volunteer of the Year. Founder of FUME, F-U-M-E, advocating for capital funding in North MEC. Served on multiple committees and organizations that focused on children and education. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. How will this impact students? That's in quotes. That one question must guide our work in every aspect of governance, because our top priority is to ensure academic success for each student, setting high expectations for students, staff, families, and community. Improving school safety, properly allocating resources. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Each child needs to be given what they need to grow from where they are today to reach their fullest potential. Each student in each school, in every area of our county, regardless of demographics, prior academic challenges, or success. Properly allocating resources, operating capital, human is key. Website: Rhonda4CMS.com. That is the word for F-O-R, Rhonda4CMS.com. Melissa Easley, E-A-S-L-E-Y. Melissa Easley. Background: 10-year CMS veteran, science and social studies teacher, holds a master's degree in K-12 instructional technology, a national board certified teacher, parent of two students in Charlotte Mecklenburg schools. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My top two priorities if elected are to repair relationships with teachers, staff, and community, and to bring equitable resources to our lowest performing schools, making sure that all our students receive not just equal resources, but equitable as well. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? The BOE cannot just throw money at an issue and expect that to be fixed. The BOE needs to look at how we can redivide current resources, people, items, support, to make sure that all our students receive not just equal resources, but equitable as well. Website, easilyforcms.com. And that is the word for F-O-R. easilyforcms.com. Hamani R. Fisher, H-A-M-A-N-I, R. Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R. Background, over 20 years working with youth, beginning with repeat juvenile offenders, followed by foster teens in independent living, educational and life skill development for K through 12 children and their families, and intervention solutions for children at risk. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. High academic standards and performance for all students. Physical and emotional safety for entire CMS community. Strengthen student-teacher-parent relationship. Collaborate with experts and community members for effective and sustainable solutions. Restore trust and confidence in CMS. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Empower teachers to recognize different learning styles and adjust teaching styles to ensure high academic success of each student, regardless of life experiences, and collaborate with school and community experts to provide support to students and families as needed. Website, fisher4cms.com. That's the number four, fisher4cms.com. Bill Fountain. Background. Retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, combat fighter pilot, and defense planner. 20 years a successful program manager of $100 million programs, plus international marketing. Retired high school teacher after 10 years. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Arrest the cancerous wokeism metastasizing within CMS. Examples: requiring pornographic books for reading, confusing kids' sexuality and moral compass with gender identification, demeaning children's self-worth with lies about racism, and condoning disruptive behavior by a few troublemakers. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Yes, drop gender identity program to regain moral compass. Promote student discipline and high expectations to obtain safe schools and self-respect. Realign social, emotion, learnings, victimhood, and racism toward virtues and self-reliance. Free teachers from SEL to focus on content, the three R's. Website, electbillfountain.com. Roe Lawson, no response from candidate. Mecklenburg County Board of Education, District 2. Juan Rick Hall, J-U-A-N-R-I-Q-U-E Hall. Background. Graduated from West Charlotte High School. 10 years plus high school football coach. Works for Alternatives to Violence. Youth advocate, worker, and community activist. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My top priorities are to get more trade classes in the schools and bridge the communication gap with families and the administration, and give parents more input into their students' education. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? The board should have a customized plan for each school and understand the needs for the students in their demographic areas. Website, instagram.com/JUANRIQUEHALL. Monty Witherspoon. Background, I am a native of Charlotte and a graduate of Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools. Olympic High School, 98. I currently serve as the senior minister of a local church. I have spent my professional career committed to addressing social issues. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My first priority is student achievement. Every student has a right to sound basic education. Also, the Board of Education is tasked with establishing policy and determining annual and capital budgets. I will ensure that the Board of Education is fully accountable to the community and its funding partners. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? This is a complex issue. However, more highly qualified principals and teachers are needed in high poverty schools. High poverty schools have more beginning teachers and lateral entry teachers. Website, witherspoonforstudents.com. And that's F-O-R, witherspoonforstudents.com. Thelma Byers Bailey. Background, I graduated West Charlotte High School and Fisk University with majors in math and physics. Earned law degree and master's from St. Louis University and practiced law in Sacramento. I have served my community as president for over 15 years and District 2 on the school board for 9 years. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My three priorities are focused on partnering with families, communities, and churches to achieve academic success for all our students, getting educators' compensation and license issues addressed, and assuring CMS is fiscally responsible while keeping equity in the forefront of everything that we do. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? I've led a charge to smarten our goals and identify problems that hamper our ability to measure what students know and are able to do. We're determining what's working and what's not. We're also installing a multi-tiered system of supports, which will address disparities in learning among students. Website, facebook.com/Thelma Byers Bailey for School Board District 2. 1-4-5-8-9-0-5-5-2-2-4-4-1-6-6.